Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Thank you, Plowson.
It's a Ween Wednesday, but I felt like this song was needed.
Thank you.
Don't give up on us, baby.
It's got to be a pretty big event to step in front of Ween Wednesday, doesn't it?
Cardinal Nation needs this.
Well, since we're static on air right now, I feel like people need to realize we're here.
Also, I don't know how this
can
works.
Can we let
so
this breathe?
Okay, sorry.
Painted on the stars, we can't change ours.
Get don't give runs up on us, baby. Even though
still worth one
is
more try.
Feel better, Doug?
I feel a little bit better.
All right.
This song reminds me that if things go well tonight, they could be a hefty amount of first place.
For you, Doug. All right.
It reminds me that they're just one game from 500.
Hell.
You win one and you're back at 500.
It screams that. It slaps you across the face that we're one game under 500.
I just feel like that song, like I envision Johnny Peralta singing that to me. Like, hey, don't give on a on us, baby. We can still come through.
I don't think you want Peralta being the face of that band.
I could see you on the bus on the way to the airport. You got an empty seat next to you, and halfway there, Peralta
pops
down through the aisle and sits next to you and just starts singing that.
Yeah.
You maybe had a tear in your eye that it's time to give up. We're a game and a half out in May. And he sat there and sang that very sweetly to you.
And I feel like...
And all of a sudden, you're a new guy by the time you get to the airport and go on a road trip that won't go well.
Amen.
What if it came to find out that every time they call Broxton in to... You know, have the talk with him that he plays this song, and then they just say, you know what, Brox, you're right. You'll get him the next time.
Right. Sorry we even brought it up.
I think if he played this song when he comes out to the mound, it would turn things around. You're looking for just a little something to change it up.
I tell you what, though, there is a palpable distaste for the Cardinals, certain Cardinals relievers right now when the game gets to that point. It's like the anti-excitement.
Yeah, and I get it. When a pitcher doesn't, or any player doesn't perform well. However, I mean, I was getting killed because I was a Colton Wong backer, and then Wong played pretty well. Now, you know, people don't attack. These things come and go.
I hear you.
It sure feels like, though, that they're in need of a shakeup at this point. A trade to bring somebody big in. Just shake it up a little bit.
Who's big for you?
Doesn't it feel like that this is the kind of time when you might say, we need a shot of something. Let's make a move and shake.
Who would you like to see that of guys that are like
middle of the, I don't know who all is available, but a middle of the order type hitter.
Now, with Lynn's contract and if they decide you don't pay him, when do you kind of decide? I know the rotation's great and he's fantastic. Does it get to a point in the season to where you try to shop him around? I mean, I know the Cubs are in contention. I know you don't want to go into the division.
I don't think you trade anybody to the Cubs.
You're not trading Lance Lynn to the Cubs.
No, I'm just saying there are other teams that might sign him as a free agent. In the hunt, would you test the waters and try to trade him? I mean, you could get high market value for a guy. I know he's in a free agent year.
Trade Lynn this
you think
year.
It's time now?
Heck no.
No. I'm saying when does it become time to where if you don't want to re-sign him.
Well, past the All-Star break. If your team is around 500 and within striking distance, that's not something that's generally thought about. But I will say that in terms of Lance Lynn and whether or not the Cardinals are interested in bringing him back, probably around the All-Star break is when he thinks there'll be discussions. I've heard that from the Cardinals side, too.
Well, it reminds me similar to like the Blues and the Shattenkirk situation, where it kind of felt like at that point the Blues were giving up, but then they still made a run to the playoffs. I know baseball is a lot different, but if you know you don't want to pay a guy $15 to $18 million, I think he's worth it. But I think for the Cardinals, you look for the future. You look to pay a middle infielder, maybe an outfielder or something like that. So I would think about it. I wouldn't say just don't, but yeah, I guess with the record and with the Cubs not pulling away, it would be stupid to do right now.
They got to add it. If I'm looking for bullpen, which Mo always does something to the bullpen when he needs to. So that should be expected, unless if things don't sort out.
He's not shy about that.
But I think if big trade wise or addition wise of some kind, you're looking at, you need a middle of the order bat. You need to try to add a bat that has some fear factor to it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have one right now.
No.
And you're not getting that in a trade without a guy like Lance Lynn. You can't package like a Weaver and a bunch of prospects for
You can package prospects
for a team that's out of the running and rebuilding.
I mean, it might not be a a Machado or a Harper, but it could be somebody who can come in and add some thump.
In baseball,
you don't have to give away
exactly
a Lance
how you
for
get
that.
A guy who's maybe at the end of his contract in a situation.
A lot of teams would want more prospects and not a Lance Lynn. I mean, if you're a rebuilding team, you don't want a Lance Lynn.
In the offseason, the price for Eaton was prospects now are like the commodity.
You know, the guy that would have been nice to have the last couple of years and this year, Albert Pujols. You know, since he's left, he's averaged 29 home runs and like 97 RBIs. He's still hitting for power. The average is not what it was, obviously.
And he's missed a lot of time.
But he's,
you know, he's had the foot injuries.
Well, this last injury, but he was played nearly every game for 4 or 5 years there.
Matt Holliday had 2 homers last night.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that.
I'm not saying that we'll get Pujols back. I'm saying as much as we thought, and I was leading the charge, that it made sense to let him go, that he wasn't going to play up to that contract. Be darned if the guy's still not hitting for a ton of power.
Pujols hit 5 career home run, 599 last night. So I did this morning. I looked up. So he's going to be the ninth MLB player to hit 600 home runs. Since he debuted in 2001, Albert Pujols leads the league in homers, doubles, go-ahead RBIs, game-winning RBIs, and runs created. I mean, that's since 2001. He's number one. I mean, everybody else. The line starts with Pujols. I think sometimes because of the injuries that he's had, and age, father time catches up to everybody. But I was having a debate somebody with the other day. You go, well, will Pujols have a statue here? I don't think he will. Said absolutely.
Oh gosh, yeah.
He'll be as soon as they can put it on the wall. He's
probably
going
the third best player in the history of the organization.
But the thing
he'd be behind Musial and Hornsby, and then you'd have Pujols.
But the thing is, what you got for compensation there, the money you didn't lay out.
No, they had
because
they did
the
right
Cardinals
move,
are
the right
having
thing.
A bad season. It's easy to look back, and I'm not saying you.
I do wonder. With Grichuk being sent down, do you wonder, Kat, about Holliday? And I don't think he's going to – I'll say this. I understood the decision to let him go. I wasn't jumping up and down saying it was dumb, so I'm not going to do it now because that's too easy. But I do wonder – I don't think he'd be hitting like he is in New York if he was playing left field every day. But looking at what he's doing now, it's fair to go, man, should they have given him another year here?
I wish they would have given him another year. I understood why they did it, and I think the reasons were, pretty rational, but and I don't think playing left field would have meant that he would have not hit to that extent. But I could see why they did it. They felt like there wasn't room. They wanted to shake things up a little bit. The problem is we've seen the same kind of offensive slog that
don't
we saw last
slog.
Year. Except
don't say slog.
Okay, offensive shortcomings.
How about malaise?
All right, malaise.
Doldrums.
Except without the the home runs.
Yeah, there's no home runs to make up for it. This is the same. It's a similar team. They just don't hit bombs.
Yeah. I think we have the image of Albert Pujols limping around and not being healthy and not being able to play. Since he's left with the Angels, he's played 154 games, 99, 159 games, 157, 152, and he hadn't missed any this year.
Nice. Well, this year he's DH'ing. I think those other years, he was playing a lot. He was playing a lot of first base.
Almost every game.
And he was a really good first baseman, too. I think people forget that sometimes, how defensively sound he was at first.
And,
2-time Gold Glover,
base
right?
running because he would go invisible.
Yeah, he'd just keep running. And because it was Albert, he's always safe. Anybody else would have been out by 10 feet. But when it's Albert, nope, the throw got away. I'll be darned, he's safe.
But that's that's what happens. No one was saying that a couple of years ago. The Cardinals have hit a rough patch, and so you're like, we shouldn't have done this, we should have done that.
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't have. I'm just saying that those... As it turns out, that's a guy, it looks like he's going to play pretty close to the contract.
You think
I didn't think he had a chance to do that.
Even shorter, you think if the Cardinals could suddenly have Matt Holliday to pop on, in left field or DH when they're playing in the league or at first base once in a while, they'd be happy to have that back.
Oh, yeah.
I think the fear with Holliday was that he was a guy who was probably, worst case scenario, he was going to be needed to come off the bench. And he wasn't going to be a plus defender in left, so you needed to use him in that role. I think the fear might have been that Mike, who probably was too loyal to Holliday in that 3 spot, might not be able to use him in that role, might misuse him if that was going to be his ceiling. But now you look at the numbers that he's putting up in New York, and you're going, well, maybe his ceiling wasn't lower as much as we thought.
Yeah.
It also helps when you're in that lineup, where they're fearing Aaron Judge all the time.
And the park helps.
Holliday benefited from hitting with Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing Judge to Albert Pujols. Let's see how he pans out. But But right now, he's a feared hitter, and having that helps.
Holiday was on pace to hit 30 home runs here last year until he got hurt. He had 20-some-odd and missed a third of the season.
I think the Holiday question is legit. I think the Brandon Moss question needs to stop, because I've had people say that to me. Well, they let all their RBI guys go. Well, look what Brandon Moss is doing in Kansas City. He's going to hit a home run now, but he's been terrible. His average is awful. Yeah. The slump that ended his career here is continued there.
He went from the hottest hitter.
People who want Holiday and wanted him to keep Holiday, they worsen their argument by lumping Moss into that.
And I said this before, you know, with the guys at the top of the lineup, and then you give Piscotty a new role, cleanup hitter, a guy who has hit well with runners in scoring position. I thought he's not the prototypical cleanup hitter. He's certainly not a known commodity there, but I think he could flourish. It hasn't happened, you know, but I understood that. 1, 2, 3, and 4 going into the season seem pretty strong for the Cardinals, don't you think?
Well, yeah, you certainly would have thought they'd get a lot more than what they've had.
And hindsight's 20/20. I mean, everybody, I think, loved the Dexter Fowler signing. We got a leadoff guy that can steal some bases, score some runs. Where was Holiday going to play? You got to get Piscotty, Grichuk. You know, the writing was on the wall. But now that Holiday's hitting home runs and Fowler's hitting .220, you know, then you can say, well, we could have kept Holiday. But at the time, it looked like a good move.
If those four guys were hitting up to their career averages, the four guys at the top of the lineup, Fowler, Diaz, Carpenter, Piscotty, the Cardinals would be 4 or 5 games ahead of the pack right now.
Yeah.
Fowler, this is surprising to me, but Fowler has 1 stolen base this year.
He's never been a huge stolen base guy.
Oh, he's had...
You thought you were going to get more than you've got.
I mean, double digits. I mean, 20 in 2015. Yeah, you just thought he would be more of a... I thought he would be more of a presence. But you got to get on base to be a starting base runner, too.
And 20 is not really a big number.
Here, take Big Al.
I was going to ask if you guys wanted to hear from Big Al from a pool in Orlando. What's up, Big Al?
Now we can't hear you.
What's that?
Hello?
There you are.
Hey, there you are. How's it going?
Sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, I'm in Orlando, and I got into the dang airport, and the shooter was having an issue, so I talked him down, took him to Chili's, got him smashed up.
What do you mean?
And he's here at the pool with us in Orlando. We're getting ready to go to the beach and then Disney, so everything's okay. To all my fans back home, I'm fine. So don't worry about me.
Wait, I already miss you guys. Wait, your fans were worried about you? Why?
Oh my God, there was an airport terminal shut down.
Everything.
Okay, yep. So here, hold
on. Are
you
okay?
Al, we haven't talked about the news yet, so you need to pause for a second. There's an airport issue in Orlando. Airport Orlando terminal shut down for hours due to a man with a fake gun.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's a good idea.
I took
That'll
him to Chili's,
funny.
Got him some margaritas, and I took him home with us. Say hi. Yo, hi. That's him. He's okay.
Oh, he sounds a little young.
Cardinals suck, you guys.
Well, they're struggling right now.
The bullpen's done. We can't hit. Can't run the bases. Other than that, we're all right.
All right. What are you doing down there in Orlando? You going to go to Disney World?
Yes, sir. I'm going tomorrow, okay. And then I'm going to space launch on June 1st, Doug. They're shooting supplies up to the space station, so we're going to go watch that.
Oh, that'll be cool.
And then go to the ocean and play some golf and relax from my breakneck pace I carry back home.
You don't have a breakneck pace because I don't know. You do some sort of sales, but you're golfing every day. I would hardly call that breakneck.
Hey, Cat, I got $500K from Boeing in the last 4 days in sales.
Nice work.
And I appreciate it.
What'd you sell exactly?
You buy a lot of Curve cologne with that.
Sub-assemblies for the KC-135 refueler and some F-15 tail gear parts.
Our
boys in the air. Thank you, everybody that serves, and the first responders that ran in and talked this guy down, and they looked at me, and I said, I'll handle it. So I got it.
You having a day, Doug, where you're going to work and you're maybe, you know, you've worked the show and you got to be on TV all night and you're just tired. You know, you're wanting to make more money. You think, man, Big Al says parts for people who fly in the air. You're on an airplane and think, man, Big Al might have sold a part that was making this plane stay off the ground.
Big Al
and
drinks,
then just get, break out,
he drinks
break
starting
out in
at 8 a.m.
Sweats.
He's on the golf course. He must make the sales from the golf course.
Hey, Ben, if you see him in the air, move to the right or the left. I don't know what's going to come off. So.
How hard do you even have to work to sell
it? But if they do, I'll put another one on.
I mean, they got to have the part, right? Do you really have to sell it to them, or are you just more like taking orders?
Oh, no, it's an open bid, Doug.
So you got
to
get
him. You have to put your best pencil to it like Cat does.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean like Cat does?
On that chip in the restaurant. No, that's too high. I got to go down a little bit more.
What beach you going to, by the way?
Cocoa Beach.
That's a good one. New Smyrna is good, too. You can drive your car onto the beach there.
You got to try to find a new beach.
You guys have a good show. Miss you. And I'll be back on Monday unless something happens.
All right, Big Al. Well, enjoy yourself. Stay safe.
See you, boys.
All right, Al.
We can only hope Big Al actually breaks his neck, you worthless piece of stuff.
Now, what kind of
why would you say that?
That was a text.
Oh, okay.
Stumpy, that's Stumpy from Sappington.
What kind of text is that?
They don't like Big Al.
Anyone who calls in gets heat from the text.
We hope he breaks his neck.
Big Al more than others. You know what Big Al can do with all that money? He can check out Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. Or online at goldsmithmcp.com. So Sildenafil, the sponsor of our 8 o'clock hour and Big Al's call.
I feel bad because normally anybody that goes to Orlando that I know, I tell them to go see my sister. She tends bar down there.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't do that to her.
Why? Big Al's a great American.
I know, but you never know with Big Al. He walks into the bar and takes it over. And
I got a couple friends like Big Al where I like them, you know, but when people come up to me that I don't know as well and they say, hey, are you friends with insert name here. Mm-hmm. Hey, are you friends with Big Al? You kind of give that pause. Like, why are you asking?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't really want to say yes or no. You just want to get a better feel for the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'll say to people? I'll say, hey, are you remodeling, moving, or expanding your office? Use the company KF&S used and recommends Office Essentials. Office Essentials has been helping businesses, large and small, with their office furniture projects since 2001, and they just helped us with new furniture for our new business office. Timmy worked with Chris Fortune, and he provided us with drawings, the space, the planning that really made a difference. They even have the cool 3D drawings, so that helped him visualize the space. They got a large showroom with furniture for every budget. They have a design staff that cares about their clients, and they have experience. To get more information or contact Office Essentials, visit RethinkTheEssentials.com and click on the KFNS logo.
Brandon in St. Charles says, I work on the F-15, and I know for a fact that we don't purchase parts for the F-15 from that bleep clown. Now jump in the pool and don't resurface.
Oh, no.
Dave with Cauliflower Ear adds, Cocoa Beach has the most shark attacks in Florida. Here's hoping.
Hey, come on, folks.
That's Big Al. He's a great American.
Yeah, and they want to see him break his neck and get bitten by a shark.
You see that video of that shark attack in the kayak?
I haven't.
Holy moly.
No.
I'll make you never want to go in the ocean again.
I don't really want to swim in the ocean much.
They have the best looking girls at Cocoa Beach as far as girls on the beach.
How do you know? South Beach has got good looking girls.
I'm talking about in Orlando.
Oh,
you don't have many choices.
Give us the power ranking of Orlando beaches, Iggy.
Orlando's not on the beach. Orlando's in the middle of the state.
Yes. Well, technically, Cocoa Beach is Cocoa, Florida, right by Playa Linda. Cocoa Beach 1, Playa Linda 2, because you can go nude there if you want.
Mm. You know, Playa, is it Playa or Playa? Because Playa is Spanish for beach.
I call it Playa Linda.
Got it.
That's a beautiful beach, right?
Well, I went there.
Playa Linda. Beautiful
and
beach.
I was told it was nude sunbathing.
Mm.
So I said, well, I'm always going to go someplace that has nude sunbathing. And I was the only guy there, undressed, laying on the beach. And some guy came and said, you put your clothes on, you're being arrested. This isn't a nude beach.
Oh.
But now I hear it is a nude beach. So
you were letting the undercarriage air out a little bit?
Going face down or face up?
Well, depending on how long.
Well, when the guy walked up to you.
I was face up.
Okay.
So you didn't see anyone else nude,
I didn't see anybody. There was nobody there.
And they said that you put your clothes on, this is not a nude beach.
This is a nude beach. You'll be arrested for indecent exposure. I said, well, I'm sorry, I was told it was a nude beach. I'm not bothering anybody. There's nobody here. Who am I bothering, the fish?
You put suntan lotion on your loins?
Of course you do. What do you think? I'm going to let it burn up?
Why would you ask that, Doug? I'm going to ask this for the text line.
Can you use the spray?
No, he asked it for a drop, and I thank you for doing that.
I'm just concerned about your health.
Iggy, what about, and this is for the text line, which beach would you say has the hottest sharks?
I've never seen a shark in Florida. Right. In honor of the CJ6, I am wearing a Greg Norman shirt today with the shark on the
You miss that whole thing, but there's a whole tie-in with Iggy and Sharks because he put together a list of his top adult actresses or something, and they started saying that...
Still one of the best fun things ever.
Yeah, not so great when you're working at the Post-Dispatch and you log onto Facebook and there it is.
What, Iggy's list?
Yes. Mm. But oh, anyway, what's going on the fan page? Oh, my God, it's Iggy's posts of porn stars on the work computer.
They said that one of them that he liked looked like a hammerhead shark, and that led to other shark things. So there's Iggy linked to sharks.
Got it.
So I felt like I was doing my job.
Thanks for
clarifying. That was funny at first. Wow. So my top three, obviously, Cocoa Beach 1, Playland 2, and New Smyrna.
New Smyrna? Okay.
Because you can drive on the beach there. You don't have to park. You just drive your car onto the beach.
Someone said, my family owns a hotel in Cocoa. There are zero girls there.
Maybe right now.
Well, maybe your family doesn't get out much because I've been to Cocoa Beach and there are very attractive girls on the beach.
You're going
to
trust this guy and say, sure, we own a lot of beachfront property. Of course we do. And I can tell you that there's no girls on this beach.
You think he would want to? You think if his family, you said his family owns a hotel?
Sure they do.
He said, are teens on vacation with their family. No wonder Iggy noticed. Wow. That's another thing they say. Iggy likes young girls. Mm.
Well, I saw girls in their 20s and 30s and 40s. And I saw, the only time in Florida I saw thongs on the beach.
Sandals.
You don't see thongs and.
Thong sandals.
No, thong bikinis.
Oh.
Didn't see it at New Smyrna, but I've seen some at Cocoa Beach.
When I go to Mexico, I see men from Europe wearing
Speedos.
Thong bathing suits. I don't want to see that.
I don't need that at
I went to Cancun once, and there was a big fella sitting there suntanning in the Speedo, and he didn't have sunscreen next to him. He just had a container of, I swear to God, butter. And every once in a while, he'd just reach in the butter container and lather himself up with the butter.
That's disgusting.
Lord. He was literally, like, baking in the sun.
Oh,
he was baking his body.
Like throw a little cheese and oregano on him and smell good.
How about that?
Do the guys think that women want to look at him when they do that? When they
Europeans
wear a
thong don't care.
Or something?
Europeans don't care. That's just...
Europeans don't care about that or soap.
Yeah.
Like and you can always say.
They're also not a big fan of ice.
Yeah, or anything.
Yeah,
like
where's the ice in the soda?
Or shaving, too. You see the thong. They wear the bikinis and the Speedos, and they got hair hanging out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
When we were in Ireland, we get to the hotel, and it's like 81 degrees or something. So it's hot. And in the lobby, it's hot. And I said, does every room have air conditioning? Oh, you won't be needing that. What? They just said you won't be needing it. So there's no
I think that's up to you if you're going to be needing it.
That's a snooty way of saying we're not smart enough to have it.
Yeah. And then
you don't need ice. No, I want it.
And that, you know, their thing is warm beer too in Ireland and England. We like ice cold.
Yeah, absolutely, we do.
I don't
and
know.
Soap.
Of a,
we like soap.
Sure, we do. We like soap, and we like ice.
Yeah, I don't know of a better way of segue into a conversation with Hall of Famer Rick Hummel of the Post-Dispatch, who joins us now on the appliance discount.
I bet he
phone
likes
line.
Ice. I bet he likes ice in his beverages.
Commish, we were talking about, you know, favorite beaches in Florida. Didn't know if you had, you know, you're down there for spring training a lot, if you had a power ranking of your favorite beaches in the Sunshine State.
Well, they're all tied for last as far as I'm concerned.
So you've never been to Hollover Beach in Miami, you're telling us?
That's correct.
Okay.
Commish, I know you've covered many baseball games in your historic career. Have any of them felt as long as last night's was?
It seemed like about a six-hour game, but 350, whatever it was for a nine-inning game. No threat of extra innings, God forbid. That was bad. Well, you have that with walks and long counts. I mean, the Dodgers starter was no prize either. He managed to get through four one morning than Waka did.
It seemed like there was some questioning of the strike zone. Did that play a factor in it, or was this more just teams not really not really keeping things crisp?
Well, Mark Wagner had a pretty tight zone. I thought it was pretty consistent, though. I mean, the Cardinals were barking at when they walked when Brebbia walked a run in right after he came in the game. But I thought he was pretty consistent. It was kind of tiny, though.
When you look at Waka, he's been very good to start the season, but this is a couple outings now where he hasn't been quite as sharp, hasn't been able to go quite as long. Any concerns there? Was this just him? It's just going to be hard for him to maintain how good he was earlier in the season.
Well, he's had both these outings against the same team. They made him work. You know, he was throwing hard, as hard as I've ever seen him throw. And his curveball was pretty good. His location obviously wasn't as good, and they made his pitch count rise astronomically. But maybe a different look now. Sunday's if he stays on schedule, we'll be facing the Cubs Sunday night in Chicago. That's not going to be any prize. There's going to be some angry little Bears up there when these guys get there. They're not playing very well at all.
You know, with Waka, to me, it all comes down to his changeup. You know, he tries to work the fastball high, which, if you know, he can walk some guys that way. But he's not getting swings and misses up there unless he gets that changeup, which is a pitch down in the zone. To me, he needs the changeup to make the fastball. He doesn't have it, then he's a different pitcher. Do you agree with that?
No, you're right. You're right. And the last time they gave him a extended rest, they skipped him a turn, and he pitched a masterful six innings against the Giants. And he's been pitching on regular rotation the last two times out. If he would have another less than stellar game, they might think about skipping him again because maybe he needs a little bit more rest sometimes.
I have to admit, I had not done my homework and didn't know much about John Brebbia. But aside from the walk, he pitched pretty well. Is this a guy that figures to maybe get a long look down there in the bullpen?
Well, he's going to get some use ahead of some of the other guys who have struggled. You know, Broxton has struggled quite a bit lately, and the left-handers have been kind of in and out. I did think, although there was not much stress involved, that Segrist and Cecil both threw a very good inning last night, so maybe that'll be cause for optimism here. But the optimism comes from them scoring some runs after the first inning or so. They got three in the first last night, and the Dodgers contributed mightily to anything the Cardinals did last night, really, with their poor defense.
So if you have a bunch of guys who aren't playing up to where they normally play in terms of offensive production, how do you get them going? I mean, that's the million-dollar question for Mike Matheny.
Well, you have to get them all on the field at the same time, too. They had basically three regulars out last night with Jerko, Piscotty, and Wong, so that was not their club last night. Now, you play with what you have, but they haven't had their lineup together for a really long time to make any kind of real value judgment on it. They're playing with part-time players and guys who wouldn't be playing on a regular basis. So I don't know. I'm not ready to pull the plug and make a bunch of changes in their lineup. If their lineup's not going to produce, then they made a mistake. You know, these guys should be better than what they are.
I would like to see just a shakeup in the batting order, because I agree with you, and I think guys that have a history of hitting will hit. You know, I'm not ready to give up by any stretch, but just shake up the bat, do something totally different. That's what I'd like to see. Am I crazy?
Well, in the old days, the manager would put nine pieces of paper in a hat and have somebody pick them out or pick them out himself for a lineup that day. And sometimes it was a goofy lineup, and sometimes it works. And maybe that's a novel concept, but maybe something you could consider. Otherwise, there's not a whole lot of ways you can get here. You need to have a solid number three hitter and a solid number four hitter. Now, Molina went into the four spot last night and hit a home run and drove in three runs. That's pretty good fourth place hitting. I think I'd leave him there for a while.
Commissioner, I look at the bullpen and I go, I mean, I know there's everybody has a high amount of respect for Jonathan Broxton, and I know he's a valued leader in the clubhouse, and I think that stuff matters. But now that Tui's out of the – he's been optioned 10 days ago, so he's eligible to come back. When you look at John Gant, he's starting to be be able to get some innings in Memphis. You look at Luke Weaver, who has come out of the bullpen before and is pitching great this year. I'm having a hard time justifying why Broxton should be in this bullpen.
Well, that's a good question, Ben. There is a lot of leadership involved there, and some of the times he's pitched pretty well. He's throwing hard. He made some mistakes last night, and it wasn't a good outing. I don't think the problem is their bullpen, though. The problem is the offense, the biggest problem. Their defense is going to be mediocre at best, but we knew that going in, really. The offense should be much more productive, and then these other things don't rear their ugly heads as much. But I could see a move getting made on that right-handed side of the bullpen sometime this weekend, though, yeah.
Do you think the Cardinals – I know that Mo has made a habit of improving or attempting to improve the bullpen when as the season goes along. At what point do you think this team decides, okay, are we going to try to add some offense here? And when is kind of the deadline for them to have to determine what they are and if this team deserves, an addition like that? Because the record says one game below .500. The standings say they're in second place, or they're right there, within reach of the lead.
I think you're about a month away from anything substantive. You're not even to June 1st yet. You're not even to the one-third part of the season. That one-third comes Sunday. If you're at the end of June, now you're about halfway home. And I think that's enough time to tell whether guys are going to approach their norms or not. 2 months out of six, no. But 3 months out of six, I say we're a month away. There'll be some minor changes here and there because there's so many games they have to play here. They're going to be pitchers up and down here for a while, and some hitters too. The key is, if let's say Jurco goes on paternity leave, and he might do that still, you could call a guy after 3 days. Well, do you call up Sierra, even though Piscotty's coming back and Pham's playing well? I mean, the record when Sierra was playing here, they were 6-1. He missed two games and they lost them both. Since he's gone, they're 3-9, 3-11 total in the games he hasn't played. So you tell me, who was the spark there? 6-1, 3-11.
What's up? So what was the deal with Sierra last night? So I read today that he was initially told he would be called up, and then all of a sudden he wasn't. What happened there?
I don't know, other than the fact that maybe the Jurco is not going to miss 3 days or whatever. Cause you can get a guy up from your roster to do that. We'll have to see what happens. I think Jurco is going to try to play it tonight. So I don't know if this is going to come into play until this weekend in Chicago. Maybe that's what they were going to do.
He has 48 hours, so he can play today and tomorrow, and then say, I want to take the paternity and just stay back when the team goes.
I think that's the key, Kat, is he's going to play these two games, and then somebody like Sierra will come up for Chicago then for those three.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
One more logistics question, just not very important, but I was just wondering. When they need somebody in a hurry like they did last night, and they've got Sierra in Springfield or somebody in Memphis, do they just tell them to drive real fast to get here? Do they charter a plane for them to get here? How do they do that?
Well, it depends how much time you have. In the case of Sierra, the fastest way would have been to drive, probably, as opposed to getting they wouldn't charter a plane for one guy, but they would get him on a commercial flight. Now, if they're coming from Memphis, that'd been a different deal. It's a little longer drive, and you'd have to, but you could fly in. Now, I think you're certainly going to see Sierra or somebody. I would presume Sierra in Chicago, and they could get him up there. They could fly him up there. Well, they could bring him here tomorrow. I could fly with the team, you know.
That's what I think. I believe that's what's going to happen, too.
All right. Well, that makes a little more sense than the report of him starting to drive and then not driving and staying. It was like, what is going on here? But that would explain it if Jed wants to play these games in St. Louis and then not go on the road.
Yeah,
I got you. All right, Commissioner, thanks so much for your time, man. We always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, that's the rule on the paternity leave. If you have 48 hours to make a decision, so it makes sense that if you can play the games at home and help your team, and then when they go and it gives them time to get someone here, then you stay back with the new addition.
I don't hate the idea of having Sierra for another spark headed into a series in at Wrigley Field. I think that'd be a fine idea.
Yeah, I think you need him.
I don't have paternity leave hot takes either. So I don't know that anyone here does, but I think that's something that's a good thing for guys to do.
I agree.
Yeah.
And the people that are like, you know, you don't leave the team. No, you do.
You do leave your job to go be around your kid, birth of your child. They play 162 games, and spring training is 6 months too long. That's an exaggeration. But, I mean, they their whole life is, if they want to step away to spend 3 days with their kids, I think it's okay.
It's not like they play every game anyway. They get an occasional rest anyway.
Right.
So there's his rest.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Dusty Baker was getting ripped for going to his kid's graduation.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And they were playing, who are they getting ready to play, the Padres? I mean, it was like, there was like a terrible team.
Because nobody else could ever manage a team. I mean, your bench coaches or the other guys who've been in the game for 40 years, they would never have any idea how to manage a game.
It's also not like you know who's pitching for the other team 3 days in advance, so it's not like he could write the lineups before he left.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little tidbit about Doug Vaughn that will make you love him even more. When you had your first son, where were you working?
St. Louis.
You were in St. Louis. And then, so his wife is having their first kid, and Doug wanted to be there because he's a great dad. He's got great kids. But he had a sports cast, so he actually was doing a live shot from the delivery room, and he was able to seamlessly tie in the fact that he was having a kid with the little VOs he was running. It was masterful, and you were there for your family, and you were there for your viewers. So thank you, Doug.
You, sir, are the prince of misinformation.
Wait, that didn't happen?
He cut the shot, and then he cut the cord.
Prince of Miss.
That did not happen?
No, it didn't happen.
You did cut the cord?
Sure.
Oof.
Why, you don't want to do that?
That seems, makes me uncomfortable to think about that.
Oh, yeah, that stuff doesn't
I delivered my kid. I went back there, I bumped the doctor out of the way.
Got this, doc.
I reach in, I go, blue 32, blue 32, hut, hut.
Pull him right out of there.
It's a son.
Speaking of kids, The 8 o'clock hours brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or online at goldsmithmcp.com. If you're looking to get in the kid-making business, okay. Just saying.
Well, that ties in, doesn't it?
I think I'm done. I don't know about you, Doug, if you're
going to expand the family. I think I'm done. Yeah. I don't need to be 92 years old for the high school graduation.
You see some of those guys once in a while, don't you?
Yeah.
I am that guy.
No, you're not.
Oh, when I show up my kids' games, they're like, which one is your grandson? Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to when he cracks varsity and I'll be wheeling around that oxygen tank.
The aging process stinks, doesn't it?
I kind of like it. There's no pressure on me to stay up late or go party. I can just be what I am. Homebody.
At what age do you think things really went downhill?
50. 50 is right when
that's the turning 50. Point?
50.
On the dot?
Yep. That's when I felt it. Physically. That's when my hair started falling out.
Mm-hmm.
Teeth started moving around. Needed surgery on my Achilles tendon. 50. Almost right on the
all
birthday.
All at once.
Right at the birthday. At 49, I felt like, hey, I still feel like I'm 23 at 50. Nope, I'm an old man. 50. You're looking for an answer.
Doug, you still look great.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel that great.
Your appearance belies your age, sir.
Okay.
Had you guys heard about the huge prize for email of the day?
No.
I did. I read about it.
Metallica tickets for Sunday night.
Are you kidding me?
That's a
premium prize.
Two tickets to Metallica at Busch Stadium on Sunday. In addition to the free living lunch from Hot Shots. You can go to Hot Shots, and then you go to the Metallica concert.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know at Hot Shots that I got tickets.
You can go to the Lemmings lunch, pick up a date, maybe a Hot Shots girl, convince her to go to Metallica concert trucker. With you.
We've got some trucker women who show up at Hot Shots when we're there.
Well, if you bird feed her, maybe she'll be interested in going to Metallica.
Robin feed.
I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna try to flip it.
Bird feed.
You got a fan sitting over here, Ben Fred.
Man, I do like how Busch Stadium just schedules the whitest bands of all time for concerts at Busch.
You think Metallica's for cocks? You really do?
Metallica. Who are the other ones? Billy Joel. Who else has been there? Paul McCartney.
Stones played there, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Dave Matthews.
I don't think he's ever played Busch.
Yes, he does like three-day concerts. He does like festivals. Have you ever been to a DMB? I figured Plazzi might have been to one or three or four.
No, see, I'm not a huge fan, but I have.
I know you don't have to be. It's like its own little festival.
They're fun. They're a whole hell of a lot of fun. I agree. Not like the music. It's more the atmosphere that I went and my buddies went, so I kind of just wanted to go. The music wasn't really my thing, but a very good atmosphere. Did that 2-day you camp, and it's just a good vibe. So I liked it. I probably wouldn't do it again. But
no.
What'd you camp in a tent?
Yeah. Some people bring, their pickups and, kind of do a makeshift, like, Aztec thing where you kind of put the...
So they chop people's heads off and
no,
sacrifice
like the,
humans?
The vehicle, the Aztec that
oh,
has the,
got it.
You know, so yeah.
Oh, like can, the El Camino. Is
a Pontiac Aztec. Exactly. It's what Walter White drove in Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
What about facilities to shower, maybe go to the restroom?
That... Usually people will bring bottles of water. There are facilities, but usually you just do a quick cleanup. Deodorant, got some soap for your face, hand sani, and things like that.
Is it like Woodstock? Any naked chicks and free love going on?
Not as much. There are some whores, but not as many as
you
know.
Think.
I was there. I mean, you see them.
People selling themselves?
Not selling themselves. Just, you don't have to purchase, Window shopping, Doug.
Oh, my.
Now, didn't you have an experience yesterday that you went to a sensory deprivation chamber?
I wanted to give a shout-out to Presence Float. Presence Floating. It's in Town and Country.
Presence Floating.
Yes, and I'm not a meditation guy. I'm wound pretty tight. I'm busy, so I don't really necessarily get to relax a lot and kind of have my brain shut off. I'm always overthinking, always stressing. So I didn't think it was going to be that great of an experience. If you don't know what floating is, you get in this like deprivation tank with like 50% salt, 50% water.
Is it dark? Is it pitch black? Or?
You have the option. You can go pitch black. There are there's a button on the inside. If you do want light, there is like ambient light. You can change the mood to that as well. And you get in there and you just, it's weird. You actually just float. You can't like sink to the bottom. and you just kind of turn your brain off. They have music if you would like.
And water cold?
No, it's your body temperature, 94 to 96 degrees.
Nice.
So you shower up and get all the oils off first. You're in your own little room.
They got like a Cheryl Teagues poster up on the ceiling.
No, but it's a nice rainfall shower. You do all that. You get all prepped and ready to go with the earplugs and just sit back. And it's an unbelievable experience.
What is it, a raft?
How long are you in there?
A raft?
You have the choice between an hour and hour and a half floats. And
wait,
it's not
an
a raft.
Hour?
For your head, I put like a little ring similar to like a pillow for airports to where it like keeps your head steady. And it's the first 5 minutes is weird because you're not used to floating. But once you get like the perfect situation, I mean, you'll feel it once you're situated and you're comfortable and your brain just turns off and it is the best thing I've ever done. I can't wait to. I'm already going to make my appointment for
this. Do they have group tanks like if the whole show wanted to go and
no,
float
and
together?
It kills
if
the
they,
purpose.
If they did, me and Cucky would have already gotten in one last night. That's where we did it. We did a.
You're getting real close with this Cucky fellow, aren't you?
He's great. He's fantastic. He's trying to change the world, Doug, in a positive way.
How?
I like that.
Yeah.
Are you in the nude?
Yeah, you're complete. And that was weird to me because of the urethra with the salt water. Apparently, it did.
What?
You know what I mean with like.
Did
your,
you say urethra?
Aretha Franklin.
You can't say that. You can't say that. And that's one of the words they told me I couldn't say on the air.
And that's what if you had any little nicks or cut, they give you like Vaseline to put on beforehand because it's a little stinging sensation if you do have a cut for like the
wait,
first.
Wait, rewind
five
that
seconds.
A second.
If you have a cut,
are you implying that you did put Vaseline on your?
No, but females do. Some females do. Guys, it's not a big a deal. Yeah. But you get in the tank, and it is, I'm telling you, it's an experience it's hard to explain. It's kind of like a psychedelic experience, Doug. I don't imagine you know what that means, but it's hard to explain unless you actually experience it for yourself. I would recommend it to everybody. Yes, Scott?
Yeah. You love the experience. Do you think it might have even been enhanced to a higher level had there been some out-of-town trucker woman Robin feeding you during the sensory deprivation?
I mean, if there was a pre- and post-game bird feeding session, it could enhance that. It kills the ambiance. And I think that was half of it. You walk in, very dim lighting. You got people with bare feet. Hey, what's up, man? My name's Max. We got some chamomile tea.
Max was there?
Water. And it's like, you know, these guys like are just so chill and just want to help you out. They want to, you know, a stress-free environment. They allow you to ask any sort of questions. You can get in and out of the tank as you please. For me, it took 45. I woke up from my trance in 45 minutes and got out of the tank 15 minutes.
It was a trance?
It's spiritual to me. Like, it was so intense. For my first time, it was phenomenal.
What were you listening to with these earbuds of yours?
It was very, no earbuds. You could also have they're outside of it. You can plug in your phone and have your own playlist. To me, that would distract.
Yes.
Me.
Agreed.
But it was just light violins, very calming orchestra type music.
Oh.
It is. I highly recommend it. If you want a nice stress relief, it's well worth it.
Plazzi, did you partake in any substances before you floated?
I did, but what I was told was you're supposed to go in with your natural state.
But you did not listen to that advice.
I'm always high, and so I went high.
Always? 24 hours a day? At least while you're awake?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have no problem with telling people that. I'm not embarrassed by that at all. And so
I wondered if that was influenced at all by your experience. But I guess if that's your baseline, then.
Yeah, you want to go in there naturally. You don't want to go in there with any expectations. You want to go in there with a clear conscience and not stress out about it, and it's great. Yeah.
Did they have any fun-sized Kit Kats in case you felt like a snick-snack?
They did.
Doug is like, finally a good question.
I didn't ask for snacks. I'm sure they have some little finger candies.
Sandwiches.
They had really nice water, really great like tea, selection of like nice herbal teas, great comfy sectional couches, dim lighting. You can just wait there. And, all right, you ready to float? Yeah, come on back.
Well, you were taken with this place.
He might go get a job there.
These people are trying to change people's lives. You know, the high stress level. People get ulcers because of the stress in their lives. And I think doing this once a week and just kind of a new experience will change people's minds and give you a little bit happier mood, Doug. I know I need that, and I think I told you before the show, I think it would help you out a lot as well because you work a lot just like me.
Texter wants the name of the place again, Plazzi?
Presence Float. It's in Town and Country.
All right.
So
It's unbelievable.
You walk in moneyed circles.
The people are phenomenal. All they want to do is
some of
help
us can't afford to be in the central corridor of this region.
It's $40 floats, man. Right now they're $40 floats, and it's well worth it. I did the hour. I'm excited to do the hour and a half. It feels so just like you're just so natural. Just like kind of a little tadpole. I kind of did like a little.
You're
soft,
a little tadpole.
Soft little,
I think
that's
not natural for humans to be a tadpole.
Oh, I think I would get claustrophobic. I think I wouldn't like that.
Well, that there are people that do. I mean, it is. You're not like directly enclosed, but there is a confinement.
It's basically like a tanning bed with water in it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a nap pod. Yeah, if you haven't seen The Internship.
Yeah, not doing that.
What if somebody goes in there and turns the water up on you?
I don't even like the tube MRIs. No, thank you.
Well, they're bigger than those tube MRIs. You're not claustrophobic. And you kind of want to keep your eyes shut and just kind of do some natural breathing. I don't like small containment spaces, and I never felt at all that I was in a situation that it feared me at all. You just get in there, close your eyes, perfect temperature, just nice warm bath, and I cannot wait.
You think maybe a couple million years ago humans looked like tadpoles, and that's why you were so comfortable? You were kind
of
going,
I think it reminds people of being
roots
in the womb. I think that gets you back to that amniotic state.
I'm going to bring it up to Tim as well because he said it's great for women who are pregnant. It's perfect for like people like Anne-Marie who's in the latter stages of her pregnancy. It just calms you down and relaxes you, and that's really huge.
Well, it's cheaper for him because he could use a kid-sized pod, right?
Smaller. You know.
All pods are the same.
For a while, I thought I wanted to be a doctor growing up before I decided to pursue a lucrative career in sports writing.
No. Let's be honest. You realize you were dumb.
Well, that too. And I didn't like blood. Yeah. But along this journey, I did a shadow day at the hospital, and I saw a baby being born. Well, once I saw the C-section, it was over for me. But
one
of the cool things that I saw is after they were cleaning up the baby, the nurse goes, "Watch this." The baby's just screaming, you know, and realize it's in the real world. It wants to go back. She has like a tub of warm water. She puts the baby down in the warm water with just its head sticking out so it can breathe. Wah, wah, wah. As soon as it hits the water, it just calm. And just put its arms over its chest and just relax. I think that's what this does. This,
yeah, and it's like the water is like at your, you know, face.
No. See, I don't think.
No, I'm telling you, Benfred, you're psyching yourself out. You just feel like you're in a nice little warm bath and you have that music in the background. And
violins.
Yes, light violins. You have the option of no music. You have the options of lights. You can bring in your own music. I mean,
Sad Panda wants to know if there's room for Doug and a friend.
You could fit too,
I'm not interested in that, Plowsy.
Sad Panda is though.
Grimy from South County. Just get drunk and float in Party Cove. It's soothing with turds floating around you.
Not the same.
I was thinking, what's the difference between you go into a pool, you put down a raft, you lay on the raft, you put on a pair of headbuds. And you're listening to earbuds, headphones, earbuds. And you're listening to something soothing that you block out everything. You're still floating on a raft and it's free.
For me, it's the tube atmosphere. It's the confined from everybody else. Even if it's a private pool, you still have birds. You still have, you know, traffic noises. This completely shuts.
Not with earbuds in.
I still think this completely shuts everything out.
Plus, they offer you chamomile tea, which you like.
Yeah, I didn't do the tea. I just did the water.
Well,
you like
home.
That they offered it.
I do like the options. They just want you to be happy, and I love that business model.
River to Pair Yacht Captain says Plowsy is on the Cov Fief.
Trump.
Yeah, I saw that.
Tweeted in the middle of the night.
I missed that.
I'm gonna give that text of the day here. Plowsy is on the Cov Fief.
Confeef. He started to tweet something and had a misspelling and went ahead and tweeted it anyway.
River to Pair Yacht Captain gets a text of the day. That's free roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice. See?
I think it was supposed to be conference. Was supposed to be the word.
And it came out confeef.
Confeffy, and he just
rolled with it.
And in the Twitter timeline, oh, great, people were counting it down. Okay, it's been 35 minutes, and it's still up. All right, it's been an hour. What the hell is going
on? When you have a kajillion followers, if you tweet something dumb, they're all going to see it anyway. You might as well just own it.
That's where that came from. I'm seeing it all over Facebook. Chrissy Blake said I spilled Kofi all over myself. And I was at Roger Waters last night, and somebody threw some Kofi all over my back. What was this going on here?
That's funny. See, Doug, Sean Hannity didn't tell you about that.
No, I saw it on Twitter today.
Merriam-Webster tweeted about it. You know, they tried to find the definition of it. They made a joke about it. Everybody jumped all over it, as they often do when President Trump tweets. Got to remind you that the 8 o'clock hour, that riveting discussion about floating and headbuds was brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or online at goldsmithmcp.com. Coming up, we're going to talk with Ned Colletti, former Dodgers GM, now an analyst for MLB on TuneIn, plus a Dodgers pre- and post-game TV analyst for Sportsnet LA, to ask him about these red-hot Dodgers. We'll do it here next. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Ryan Kelly, Morning After, from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.